a preacher that's not very well trained, just sort of preaches here and there, he's not very good at preaching. What might you call him?
I don't know.
What about a carpenter who's not very good at building things?
Well, he's just not good at it.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear called a jackleg or shade tree or yard axe?
Jackleg. That's a jackleg carpenter. I've heard that.
What does that mean?
Just, you know, kind of works at it by jerks and not very good at it then.
Mm-hmm. Would you call a preacher a jackleg?
No, I wouldn't think so. You'd call him a, you know, he's just a sorry preacher.
Uh-huh. What else would you call a jackleg besides a carpenter?
Well, maybe most anything that doesn't, that would resemble a carpenter that wasn't very good, you know, say a carpenter. If anybody, if I was sorry at what I'm doing, maybe I could be called a jackleg.
Mm-hmm. And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt.
And the highest rank in the army?
Lieutenant.
What else?
There's something higher than that, major.
Uh-huh.
Oh, anything higher than major that I can't think of.
What about a 5-star?
General.
Uh-huh. And you know this Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yeah.
He's called a...
Then I'll read that in the paper, you know. General,
But he's not a general. He's
no.
Called a...
What?
What about colonel?
About what?
A colonel.
Colonel.
Huh?
Colonel.
And first in charge of a ship.
I don't know.
Well, on a ship, the man in charge of the ship would be the
shipmaster,
or the captain
of the ship, of course.
You ever hear that word captain used in other situations, like colored people call the man they work for captain?
Yeah, I've heard that.
How would they use that?
Cap. They'd say, you know, good morning, Cap. You know, they kind of cut it short.
Would whites ever use that to each other?
Well, I'd think so.
Huh?
Yes, I'd think that it would.
Uh-huh. And a person who presides over the court would be called a...
Judge.
And a man on the stage would be an actor. A woman would be a...
Actress.
And if you're born in the United States, you call yourself a...
Citizen of the United States.
Or you say, I'm proud to be a...
Citizen.
You wouldn't be a Mexican, you'd be a...
Caucasian.
Or... You're born in the United States, you call yourself a...
An American.
Uh-huh. And a woman who works in an office and does the typing and so forth.
Secretary.
Huh?
Secretary.
And someone who goes to school would be a...
That goes to school.
Mm-hmm.
To study or to teach?
To study.
It'd be a... Child that goes to school would be a pupil.
Uh-huh. Or you might talk about a high school
student.
And say if you at a party and you look at your watch and see that it's around 11:30 or so, you'd say, well, we better be getting home. It's what midnight is. It's
time to go home.
Because it's not midnight yet, but
it's 11 o'clock, or it's...
Uh-huh.
Is that what you...
Did you ever say it's pretty near midnight, or it's well nigh midnight, or...
It's near midnight, we better go home.
Uh-huh. And you say, that ice is hard to walk on. I didn't actually fall down but a couple of times I slipped and I
almost fell.
Or I like
to have fallen.
Huh?
I like to have fallen.
Okay. And if someone's waiting for you to get ready so you can go somewhere, calls out and asks if you'll be ready, so you say, I'll be with you in
a few minutes.
Or in wait. Just, I'll be with you in
a few minutes.
Okay. Or another expression that means about the same thing. I'll be with you in
directly.
Or just
a little while.
And
is that what it is?
And if a friend of yours says, I'm not going to do that, and you agree with me, say, well, I'm not going to
either.